Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Roughly every 8 minutes from 2002 through 2012, a child in the U.S. experienced a medication mistake, according to a new study of calls to poison control hotlines. My guest today is Dr. Kathleen Neville. She's board certified in pediatrics and pediatric hematology and oncology. Welcome to the show, Dr. Neville. So medication mistakes, what are we talking about when we talk about medication mistakes?
So Melanie, what we're talking about is not injections. So these are mistakes that are actually made from errors in administration of medications outside of the hospital. So parents.
Okay, so it's parents.
You know, parents or caregivers giving medications to their children.
So we're prescription medication or over the counter stuff?
So we're talking both prescription medications, and actually there's been a big increase in herbal and naturopathic medications. So prescription, over-the-counter, and herbals.
So what is the problem that's happening? Are parents overdosing the kids by mistake? One parent gives the pain reliever and another parent didn't know and gives the pain reliever again? Or, you know, something like we're reading the labels wrong or misconstruing how much antibiotic or something we're supposed to be giving the kids? What is actually happening?
So that's a good question. And actually, all of those things appear to be happening. So it can be either one parent not knowing another parent gave a medication. There is still an issue with liquid medications, more than capsules and tablets, as you would imagine, pouring out the wrong amount of the liquid and giving that, all of those. And like I said, it can be prescription drugs or pharmaceuticals. It's good that the number of children who have been overdosed with cough and cold medicines has gone down, largely due to movement by the Food and Drug Administration. But I think what's concerning is for children less than one, the mortality rate is the highest. And we think that these numbers that you're quoting may be an underestimate because it's based on what's reported to poison control centers.
So it could be fatal to under one, and if you don't know that your spouse or someone else gave children medication, with older children, it's easier because they can say, oh, Daddy already gave me that. Or even with the pill-swallowing kids. My 14-year-old just started being able to swallow pills. So he would say, oh, no, I already took it. But with these little guys, they don't know. They just drink what you tell them to drink. So how do you recommend? Yeah, and how do you recommend? Do we keep a chart if our child is sick and we have to give them a liquid antibiotic or something along those lines? What do you recommend we do to prevent this?
So absolutely, you should keep a chart and be in good communication. Another thing is to be clear with your pediatrician or pharmacist on what the amount is. We recommend metric dosing, so in milliliters, not teaspoons. And also be very careful, and you know, in this day and age when we have more antipsychotic medicines, more analgesic drugs, be very careful and intentional with your pediatrician or your provider on what the proper dose is. But charts are great. Double checking labels are great. You know, we still feel that, you know, the FDA changed labeling for children under four in cough and cold medicines, and the bottom line is they're not proven for young children, and just that alone has decreased the rate of those overdoses. And so the same thing with Tylenol. You know, be very careful with how you dose it. We know that fever is okay for children. It's not knowing the cause, and it's searching for the root of the fever. So, you know, Tylenol is a safe drug when it's used properly, but it is a drug.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the medications that are given now for children with ADD and ADHD, and, you know, these kinds of things can even be given. People sometimes are starting their children on these kinds of medications very, very young. And what are the risks if someone was to take too much of this, of an antidepressant or something like that, if a child took it twice?
Well, unfortunately, as you know from the article, in the worst cases, the risk is death. And so some of these medicines, you know, are very potent medicines, and you know, we when used properly, they're okay, but there can be a risk of, you know, slower breathing and respiratory depression. And, you know, should your child be overdosed, it's absolutely, you know, call the poison center and go to the emergency room, because depending on how great the overdose is, it is potentially fatal.
Now, one of the more common mistakes involve aspirin. Now, are parents still not knowing that we're not supposed to be giving our little guys aspirin? Are you seeing that, doctor?
We, to my knowledge, have not seen that so much as people make mistakes in the dosing of Tylenol, right? So it's an over-the-counter medicine. It's considered safe. People are very worried about fever, and that and other analgesics, so other pain medicines, can cause problems. You don't want to overdose on any of them. We have, to my knowledge, we have not seen a super increase in aspirin, but any of those quote-unquote analgesic drugs can be a problem.
And what about using things like smartphones and apps to help us keep track if we have to, you know, if it's a child that needs chronic medication, you know, that needs medication on a regular basis as opposed to just, you know, pain medication or something, then is there a way that parents can use some of these smartphone apps to keep track of medications?
So, absolutely, but I would say do whatever works best for your family. So there's everything from apps out there to, in my house, we use the good old-fashioned pill box. So you know exactly what dose you're giving at what time. Or like you said, if it's a liquid medication, you want to have a chart so everybody in the house knows what everybody else is doing. But definitely, if you're more computer or technology savvy, there are plenty of apps out there or ways to keep track, from a simple spreadsheet to an app. But the important thing is to make sure you have the proper dose and to keep track, and absolutely to talk to your pediatrician, you know, before giving any medicine. And particularly, I would caution parents against herbal medications and some of these naturopathic medications, because you don't really know what's in them. And as you saw from the article, there's a large increase in the number of overdoses from those compounds, and they're generally just not recommended.
And you can read more about the article about every 8 minutes a child experiences an out-of-often hospital medication error. You can see that on healthychildren.org, and they've got that on the front page. And in just the last minute or so, Dr. Neville, kind of wrap it up for us on medication mistakes and your best advice for parents. And even mention, if you would, I recently got a prescription where the pharmacist just said, follow pediatrician's advice. It did not even say on the medication itself how much and what to take. So just in about 30 seconds, wrap it up for us.
So, Melanie, I would say good communication amongst the family members and with your pediatrician is a must. And a pharmacist saying, just give it as the doctor ordered without further information is unacceptable. So push your pharmacy. You know, understand what you're giving your children. Understand that you have the proper dosing. Give dosing in metrics, not in teaspoons. And do whatever you need to do to keep track of what your child is getting. That's the best way to keep them safe.
Thank you so much. It's great information. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by our good friends at the American Academy of Pediatrics. You can also see their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Share the show with your friends. It could save a life. You just never know. Listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.